I want to welcome back Gabe Bullard, WFPL News Director. Gabe was attended the press conference this morning regarding Whiskey Row. This is that section of historic buildings in downtown Louisville around on Main Street in the 100 block. Been at the center of a disagreement over preservation and demolition involving developer Todd Blue, metro government, local preservationists, and other players. And Gabe, a deal has been reached, has it?
Yes, they announced it today at around 11 o'clock for $4.8 million. Steve Wilson and Laura Lee Brown, they're the ones behind the 21C Museum and Hotel westward on Main Street there. They're working with the Downtown Development Corporation and a group of anonymous investors to buy four of the seven buildings. Todd Blue, who owns them, will donate one additional building, and those five will be preserved. They will remain standing. I talked with Steve Wilson after this announcement. He says he's not sure what exactly will be built into those buildings.
We have 60 days to close, and we'll begin setting right away. So the first task at hand is stabilizing the building, and once we feel comfortable about that, then we'll turn our attention to the purposes and the uses of the building.
And that stabilization he mentioned for the buildings, it's to keep those buildings standing. They're very old, and the Metro Council is being asked to approve a $1.5 million expenditure to keep those buildings standing. Council President Jim King was at the announcement, and he says he expects the council to approve the money this week. It's going to come from budgets for capital projects that have already been completed, so not from the general fund just exactly, but you know, he says it's economic development, it's keeping these buildings, and he expects the council to go for it.
And he also thanked preservationists this morning, too, for helping make this happen, right?
Yes, he opened his remarks by thanking preservationists. These are historic iron front buildings. The only collection of these type of buildings that's larger than what's in Louisville is in the Soho neighborhood in New York City. And the city and Blue, Louisville Metro Government and Todd Blue, had both said the buildings were too decrepit to save, that they'd just fallen into a state of disrepair after being unused for so long. But preservationists had fought that. They said that some of the buildings, if not all of them, could be saved. And then a report that was commissioned by the city found that, in fact, those five that will be saved can be, that they're sound enough to do that. And the mayor's office now backs those findings. But attorney Steve Porter, who's been leading the challenges to this, he said this vindicates his work and the other preservationists.
We thought all along that none of the seven buildings were so dangerous that they were going to fall down and kill anybody. And that was the basis for the emergency demolition order. And we thought that was a fallacy all along. But the important thing is even beyond that temporary idea of what's going to happen as far as preventing death or something, which is important, but that was never going to happen. And coming up with something to totally rehab these buildings, five of them at least, and save the other two facades is just a wonderful deal.
All right, and what about the other buildings?
Todd Blue will keep those. He'll keep the lots. The buildings will be destroyed. The facades will be there, and he's going to put something behind those. He says he also doesn't know what that will be yet. It might be interim parking for a little while. And now, in addition to the $4.8 million for the buildings he's selling and the one building he's donating, Todd Blue will get to buy a nearby parking lot there, an adjacent parking lot, for $1 from the city, and he's going to be able to lease 50 parking spaces in a garage across the street.
Now, Mayor Fisher kind of inherited this situation. Mm-hmm. This went back to the Abramson administration. What contrast have there been in the styles of the two mayors in dealing with this?
There was no direct mention of the previous mayor, of course, at the announcement today, but there were a lot of things said about Mayor Fisher's approach to this that people involved in the deal enjoyed. Largely, they praised his business-like approach, that he came in wanting to negotiate in the boardroom rather than the approach that Mayor Abramson had taken, which was to litigate in a courtroom.
Now, you mentioned some other investors are involved in this. Have their names been made public?
No, not yet. They're remaining anonymous, but they have joined in this effort. When the buildings were first slated to be destroyed by Todd Blue, that could have been this week. It could have been today, actually. There were some delays, and preservationists got in on the court case that had allowed for that. And they had long contended that something could have happened to these buildings, that something that should have happened to these buildings. And the Downtown Development Corporation, after that happened, started looking for buyers for this. And up to like 3 months ago or so, Mayor Fisher had said that there was a group of people interested. There was some speculation that Brown and Wilson were involved, as well as some other investors, but the Downtown Development Corporation is keeping those names quiet.
Just a few seconds left. Wilson and Brown involved in, of course, 21C Hotel and Museum, and also the Museum Plaza project. Any mention of that? Is this going to affect that?
No mention of that. And one of their other partners on that project, Craig Greenberg, was at the announcement today. I wasn't able to talk to him afterward, but he was there.
All right, WFPL's Gabe Bullard with an update on the Whiskey Row buildings. This is Here and Now on WFPL.